The death of Libya's despot brings new opportunities for hope. A Ugandan terrorist is the subject of an international manhunt, and a scripture distribution in Ghana falls on perfect timing. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Libya united to topple Muammar Gaddafi, the question upon his death is, whose revolution was it? There were multiple heavily armed militias fighting together to remove the regime, and now that the smoke is clearing, they've laid claim on a territory and cause. Open Doors' Carl Muller says there's a reason to be concerned.
There are indications that many of the elements of the revolution to overthrow him were funded, fueled, and inspired by extremists. The question is the new transition that we receive going to do any better for religious liberty, Christians, and basic democracy than what we had before?
The security of the future has many Libyans asking deeper questions and looking for hope. As a result,
the number of our Bible deliveries and scripture deliveries has been greater than in the previous whole 9 years of work in that area. So we see a tremendous upswing in the desire for people to have a copy of God's word and maybe hear some good news message of Christ.
We turn next to Uganda, where the U.S. is helping to search for rebel leader Joseph Kony. 100 special troops are dedicated to hunt for the elusive Lord's Resistance Army leader, but there's no deadline for the military mission to be completed, and Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says Ugandan staff is greeting the move with some skepticism.
Initial reaction was one of surprise that the United States would have gotten involved in this. Kony has been active for decades, and why now is the question that naturally has sprung to many of the people's minds.
Young says they're mopping up after Kony too.
Despite the use of the term Lord's Resistance Army, it has definitely not been a Christian-friendly movement. It's really a misnomer. In fact, many suspect that there has been real engagement with the occult on behalf of Kony and the LRA.
Words of Hope broadcasts the gospel into Uganda in Luo, Luganda, Bari, Dinka, and Nuer. You're listening to Mission Network News. The death toll continues to rise in Central America as more and more victims are found in the wreckage of severe weather. Relentless rains have been unceasing for 2 weeks now and are expected to continue. Operation Mobilization has several teams in need of aid in the affected nations, but the roads are too bad to transport any supplies. So for now, they're just asking you to pray that the rain will stop so they can deliver aid and spread Christ's peace to those who are suffering. Meanwhile, Christian Resources International is taking their first trip to Ghana. They've sent books to the region before, but Executive Director Jason Wolford says this particular project will be a first.
We're donating $355,000 worth of free Bibles and Christian teaching tools to a Bible college there.
After the books are distributed, the CRI team will also be doing a 3-day open-air evangelistic event. Thousands will already be in Kumasi giving honor to the region's chief, and CRI is praying for open hearts.
There's 25 million people in Ghana, and the life expectancy is 59 years old for the men. And a lot of people here give their lives later on in life to the Lord, and our window's much shorter in Africa.
Bible college students will be able to do follow-up with their new materials. The container of resources has been shipped, but on faith. More funding is needed to cover expenses. Help at our website. And it's common to hear about an American church helping a third world country, but what about developing nations helping each other? When a women's ministry in Honduras needed help, the Evangelical Free Church in Venezuela came to the rescue. The church's Women Without Borders heard about this small group and not only provided them with resources, but visited and taught classes. Pray for new opportunities for outreach. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call 1-800-995-4828. By the way, you can also receive our daily e-blast at your personal email address, and it's free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and much more. Go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up there. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.